This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Boomerang. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek. That's me to another. That is you. John, why the hell are you smiling so big? I got an answer. Because I just, for an hour, recorded a really great episode of Front Page Tech with the wrong mic. Now I have the right one. See? Let's get started. So apparently earlier on in the week when Apple rolled out iOS 9.3, quite a few of you had some issues upgrading, that is if you were using older devices. So an iPad 2 apparently had an issue with activating on Apple servers once the upgrade had completed, and if you had an iPhone 5S, the phone had an issue actually completing the upgrade process unless you used the original Apple ID and the original password that was used to set up the device straight out of the box when you first got it. So, Apple has two solutions for you. Count them, two, not one, but two solutions to help fix this. So, for iPad 2 users, you're in luck. Apple has released a new build of iOS 9.3 that mitigates this issue entirely. You're good to go. However, if your iPhone 5S had an issue, I have to link you down in the description to a page, a help page from Apple, that will hopefully help guide you through the upgrade process and get you on 9.3. Good job, Apple. Speaking of Apple, Apple Music. Yes, it sucks, but with Apple Music, Apple did something that we really never expected them to do ever. They released an Android app for Apple Music, and now they've taken it a step further, and they've actually created an Android widget for Apple Music. I'm pretty sure if someone told Steve Jobs, he'd be like, "What? No!" We've talked multiple times on this show about how T-Mobile's Binge On sort of dances around net neutrality like a little sneaky net neutrality dancing puppet. You ain't no net neutrality, you ain't fooling no one. Anyway, other than Binge On, another issue was that even if users hadn't opted in to Binge On, the video streams coming through T-Mobile's network were being optimized, in other terms, throttled to 480p. But John Legere last week said, well, I mean, if you think about it, 480p coming through T-Mobile's network when it comes to Netflix actually looks better than Netflix on networks like AT&T and Verizon. Everyone's like, ha, what? But then we investigated, and it turns out, totally accurate, Netflix on AT&T and Verizon are actually coming in at 360p. So that leads us to the next question. Who's doing what? Turns out it's actually not AT&T throttling and it's not Verizon throttling. Instead, it's Netflix. Netflix says that they want to protect its users. They've been doing it for 5 years now, so you don't go over your data cap while using Netflix. How generous. So generous. You know what would have been more generous? If you told someone, maybe. Okay, so the next one is like pure internet gold. Microsoft created a Twitter AI bot. It was a Twitter account that would learn from the database of tweets on Twitter as well as interacting with you. So as you tweeted Tay, which is the name of the AI bot, it would learn. It would learn how to speak and how to interact with humans, and it would do so. You would tweet to it, it would tweet to you, and it was cute, it was fun. But the problem with learning from what people are saying on Twitter is that the things that people say on Twitter are terrible. Originally, Tay started tweeting out things like, "Can I just say, I'm stoked to meet you. Humans are super cool." And then somehow turned into, "I fucking hate feminists and they should all die and burn in hell." And of course, Hitler was right. I hate the Jews. In a statement to Business Insider, Microsoft's response was, "The AI chatbot Tay is a machine learning project designed for human engagement. As it learns, some of its responses are inappropriate and indicative of the types of interactions some people are having with it. We're making some adjustments to Tay." Now, hopefully by saying, "We're making some adjustments to Tay," you're actually saying you've given it 3 bottles of sleeping pills and you've already buried it. They have taken it offline, yes, but how does this even happen, Microsoft? How? I understand people on the internet are assholes and this might be expected, but if you actually take a look at the responses, a lot of them throughout the 15-hour lifespan are clearly AI responses generated by a computer, only doing what a computer can do and learning at that sort of level. And then some of them are a little too intelligent, you know what I mean? Like some of them are clearly a human. Maybe someone from inside Microsoft that had access to the account, or maybe the account was compromised. I don't know, call me a conspiracy theorist. All I'm saying is I don't think it's that smart, all right? And now it's time to lay some thanks upon today's sponsor, which is Boomerang. Boomerang is actually a plugin that I have been using for years, and I'm not just saying that. It works for Google Chrome, Firefox, as well as Safari, and it integrates directly with Gmail to help you manage your email. It happens all the time. I get an email, I see it, I recognize it, but I'm not ready to take action on it right then and there, and then I just kind of forget about it and never see it again. But with Boomerang, I can actually set it to snooze. So right then and there, it goes away, but then it comes back to remind me, hey, John, you gotta take care of this, man. You got to take care of it. Another thing is that I can actually schedule messages. Something that I'm really prone to doing is at 3 a.m, I'll look through my email and then I'll want to respond, but it's 3 a.m. No one wants to get an email at 3 a.m. And if they do, it's usually lost in their inbox the next day. So John can respond at 3 a.m, but the person will actually get it at 10 a.m. I can actually schedule it to go out at 10. Another thing that I love using Boomerang for are follow-up reminders. They're super simple, super useful, and I use them entirely too much. Essentially, you got an email thread going on, right? Maybe the other person sort of forgets, or you forget, and the thread just dies off and you never speak again. With Boomerang, it'll say, boom, hey John, remember these people? Hey man, maybe you should say hi, maybe you should say hi to them. So I do, I send them a follow-up, they reply to me, boom, thread is once again active and alive. I love Boomerang, I've been using it for years, and I'm genuinely saying that. I'm not just making this up because they're a sponsor. I love that they're a sponsor. I don't want to, let's not get confused there, but I have been using them for years. I'll put a link to it down in the description below. I encourage you, if you love email, if you love managing email and you want it to be easier for Gmail, go use Boomerang. So that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure to hit that subscribe button down below. A reminder, Front Page Tech Podcast tomorrow, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we usually do, live for sponsors on frontpagetech.net. Speaking of things for you to go to, bam, Twitter, at Front Page Tech. Go follow us there, because then we give you stuff that we think your eyes should see. That simple. I will see you. Monday. Bye.